Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the main thrusts of the modern religious scene is unity. The Bible unquestionably teaches that unity should prevail among God's people. Paul encouraged the Ephesians to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:3. The same apostle commanded the Corinthians, who were inexcusably divided, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians 1:10. As desirable as unity is, can we compromise the gospel truth in order to achieve unity? The Judaizing teachers at Galatia sought to have Titus circumcised. Paul vigorously opposed their proposal and called them false brethren. The false teacher slipped in by the side door to spy out the liberty which the Galatians were experiencing. Paul charged the Judaizers of trying to bring the Galatians into abject slavery. The charge may seem to be exaggerated, but when one examines what the Galatians would have to give up in order to retain parts of the law of Moses, how should faithful Christians react when their Christian liberty is in jeopardy? Should we make concessions just to maintain peace and harmony? Those churches which have done so have ended up in apostasy. My friends, we are not negotiators. We are proclaimers of what God has ordained we should teach. We have no right to change the gospel truth. We have no authority to make the gospel more user-friendly, either to various religious groups or to the world. We are under obligation to preach the whole counsel of God. Acts 20:25-27. But are we not just being stubborn when we refuse to make some small compromises of the gospel truth? When the Judaizers applied pressure to Paul to get him to compromise, he responded, "To whom," that is to the Judaizers, "we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you." Galatians 2:5. Many preachers and teachers in our world would consider Paul's attitude as unloving and harsh. After all, circumcision is a purely optional rite. Why not give just a little for the sake of unity? When preachers or teachers bind what God has loosed, or loose what God has bound, they are the ones who are promoting division. Paul charged the Corinthians to speak the same thing, to be joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:10. How can unity exist when we preach different doctrines? Of what value is unity when we give up any of the truths of the gospel? If churches of Christ would quit preaching the necessity of obeying the gospel, there are many sectarian groups which would readily embrace us. But we cannot do that because the Word of God does not allow it. If Paul had made any compromises with the false brethren among the Galatian churches, the truth of the gospel would not have continued with them. Is unity so desirable that we are willing to give up our Lord to achieve it? Remember that Jesus prayed that we all might be one as He and God are one, that the world might believe that God had sent Him. John 17:20-21. Not just any kind of unity will have God's approval. It has to be the kind which exists between the Father and the Son. Compromising the gospel message will never help us to achieve that goal. We thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.